This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome to a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god, is here. Hello, Todd.
Woo-hoo. Hello, Scott.
A little bit of breaking news to begin the program. We have a conversation with the Attorney General, Governor candidate Wayne Stengeman, another of our talk radio town halls next hour, so get set for that. A lot to do here on the program. Super Bowl Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. We have that. What else do we have going on this weekend?
Anything else? A lot right there, right?
Plenty right there, just with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Everything going to take in there. Big debate tomorrow night with the Republican candidates for President of the United States. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders last night did not watch it. Guilty. Guilty. Didn't do it. Couldn't do it. Well, I could have, but I had family priorities.
You could have scripted it, though. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, family priorities that took exceptions, so...
What?
Yeah. I had to be a dad, for crying out loud, and a husband.
Holy cow. No. Really? Yeah. You still do that once in a while, huh?
I do, yeah. I got an email yesterday. Remember I started the show yesterday by saying I'm missing Mass, and I was kind of joking around. They have, it's Catholic Schools Week, so that's all across the nation, and here in North Dakota that's celebrated. And at Chandler and Sullivan, they have a very big Mass every year. Like 1,600 kids, and I mean, you know, just huge. It's a big deal. And I mentioned yesterday, just briefly, I guess, that I was missing Mass, and somebody said, is that a sin? Are you in, like, trouble now? And I appreciate them thinking of me, but a missing Mass during the week is not considered a sin, Todd, just so you know. And I'm no expert, but I'm saying, you know, Sunday is the day you're supposed to go to Mass, or Saturday night. You know, that's your once a week, quote-unquote, obligation. Which, if you're Catholic.
But we have confessional and praying for forgiveness and stuff, right?
I mean, that's many times. Yeah, you true. Right. I mean, if you're saying if you missed the Sunday Mass and you would then go to confession, then you'd be back in a state of grace. But if you do miss Sunday Mass, you do need to go to confession before you actually have the Eucharist.
Why I'm Lutheran. We don't get as confused that way. We can just 11 o'clock Sunday or whatever, and then you're, you know.
Well, I always
no
I remember.
Fuss, no muss.
I remember growing up, you know, I had friends, and we'd go on a trip for, I don't know, a sporting event or something, and they'd say, well, we're traveling, so we don't have to go to Mass. Well, it doesn't work that way in our house. How do they have those rules? So that's not the rule. But anyway, I take it up with your pastor. Let's see here now. I need to get, you know, I'm a little sleepy from that opening music, Todd. It's, yeah, we need to take it up a notch here before we get to the callers, because it is, after all, the day of the week that tends to give us all a little extra bounce in the step. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here we go.
Thank God it's... You can play this at Mass then, right?
Man, that guy's voice. Oh, thank my God.
I know.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones is going, man, I want that voice.
Exactly. He's got the ultimate voice.
I'm even going, I want that voice.
Yeah. And Manny has that voice. Yeah. Wow.
Things are coming your way.
All right, we're in Friday mode. Let's crank up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd with your comments at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Couple of things that are on my mind, okay? And that is this war of words between Trump and Rubio. I'm sorry, excuse me, Trump and Cruz. Who do you think is winning that battle in the war of words? You know, I don't know about you, but I look at this and I say, this isn't good for anybody. It really is. And do you look at that and go, yes, I love this. I mean, does anybody, or you just say, oh, you know, please, debate a better way to improve the economy, right? I mean, I get they all do it. I'm not being critical of Trump and, you know, Cruz specifically on this. Certainly, Sanders and Clinton have had a little bit of this, especially more of late that our numbers are falling, but I don't know. It just seems to me to turn off a lot of folks. I also want to know, spent a lot of time on that yesterday, so maybe we can pivot to a few other things here this hour and talk about some things, and that is the governor's race. We're going to talk next hour, third of our town hall, talk radio town halls. Wayne Stenson, the attorney general and governor, will be here. Please think a little bit about what you want to know and get your questions ready and be part of this, okay? Really, really looking forward to a conversation. These all have gone so well. I've really enjoyed it. Everybody's asked great questions for Rick Becker and for Doug Burgum and today for Wayne Stenson as well. So looking forward to this. But I'm curious, as you ponder this race, what are the top issues that determine your vote? What are the top issues that determine your vote in the race? Doug Burgum said recently at a debate, one of the district meetings, that it's very clear that the issue of life issues are very important to, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but this issue, when somebody asked him, I think somebody said, you know, when does life begin? He said, it's very obvious, this is a very important issue to a lot of North Dakotans. So is that the issue? As Tops, I'm saying your vote, when you determine, hey, who am I going to vote for, is it, okay, I want steady hand of the switch on the economy. I want somebody who is, going to tackle this crime situation right now. I want somebody who gets agriculture, whatever it is. I'm kind of curious. And if you give me some feedback along that vein this hour, then we can use that to cipher through the questions and comments that come in next hour as we sift through them, decipher them. Okay? We'll do that. So please let me know. I mentioned at the top of the hour here, we have a little bit of breaking news, and this is just been put out today by the North Dakota Republican Party. They are hosting an official debate, and that'll take place on March 9th, that's a Wednesday, at the Bell Mayhew's Auditorium in Bismarck. That will take place at 7 p.m. Doors will open at 6 p.m. And isn't this funny? The Democrats are struggling to find a candidate for any statewide office. And here is a Republican Party debate prior to the convention, which is very unusual, with three candidates. Isn't that fabulous? It's unbelievable. What that suggests is a robust discussion within the party. These folks are all going to disagree a little bit here and there. That's fine. Welcome to how it should be. You know, the establishment and the folks that like to decide whose turn is it next and all that stuff, you know, this drives them crazy. But this is fabulous. This is the people speaking. This is, you know, fantastic. And I think the strength of the Republican Party versus the, I mean, really, really sad state of the Democratic Party in North Dakota is very evident with this. So I think it makes good sense. I have been honored to be asked to be one of the moderators for that debate. And so I'll do that along with Dave Thompson of Prairie Public, their news director, and also Donnell Preske. Donnell Preske Hushka now, who is a former television reporter and anchor that folks know, I would imagine, in the marketplace. She was an anchor, wasn't she, Todd, or was she just not just
a anchor reporter, yeah. Donnell Preske for many years on KX here. Yes.
Huh? So former broadcast journalist and now with the North Dakota Association of Counties. So a number of folks that will be there. If you want tickets, I guess each of the candidates get like 100 tickets each, and then all the rest go through the party. So you have to call to get your tickets, and they'll be on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you know you want to go, do this today, 701-225-0030, 701-225-0030 to get your tickets for that. Should be a wonderful deal. Really should. Let's go to Adam on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Adam, what's on your mind out there in Castleton today?
Well, I've heard a couple of interviews with Doug Burgum, and they always leave me with two questions. One is the question that I always want to ask anybody who's running for any office, whether they're running as a Republican or a Democrat, is what's a Republican and what's a Democrat? Because if you look at what has been happening nationally and locally, they're exactly the same thing. They're just, whether or not they're going to vote in favor of abortion or vote in favor of forcing women to take their pregnancies to term. And it's all the language that they use. But I think, and you know, you can think about that however you want, but I think the real thing that is completely overlooked is you're saying that there aren't any Democrat candidates for governor. No, there are. That's Doug Burgum. He just says he's running as a Republican. But if you look at what he does and you look at his position, he's a Democrat through and through. He's all in favor of spending everybody else's money to further whatever interests he thinks are best. He's fiscally conservative.
Hang tight, Adam, if you will. We'll finish us on the other side of the break. Then Michelle in Burke County. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, and Devil's Lake, North Dakota. An exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Stark, Divide, Adams, and McHenry counties in North Dakota. For a complete catalog and each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Friends are coming over Sunday for the Super Bowl. Actually, we're going to the neighbors. Have a little Super Bowl cul-de-sac tradition. You know?
Yeah, because if you saw a bunch of rowdy people at the Hannon household, somebody probably called the police. Hey, wait a minute. They're being rowdy at the Hannons. What's going on over there? Must be something going on.
What's on Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Go to their Facebook page. fact, I was just checking out the Facebook page, just some info on the big event planned for February 20th in Dickinson. The API Dickinson chapter is doing their 19th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. And guess who's a celebrity judge? Well, judge. The celebrity is going to be a fellow I'm bringing along. Purple Heart recipient, my pal Rusty Ort is coming along. We're going to have a great time. I invited Clint Romeshin, actually, and Clint said, I just can't do fish. I'm not a fish guy. So I said, I'm not either. That's why I'm bringing Rusty. But anyway, it'll be a great time. So check that out. And then also there's a neat little story about the brand-new JL Beers that's now open downtown Watford City. Little FOMO photo as well. They linked to a story in the McKenzie County Farmer. So check that out at North Dakota Oil Can. .com or on their Facebook page, bringing you the program today. So Adam in Castleton is on the line. Michelle Burke County, Jean Valley City, get to all of you here, but I want to let Adam finish his point here on what should be the issue that is focused on.
Okay, so I'm not exactly sure everything that got through, but where I was ending was saying that if you look at Doug Burgum and the two primary points that generally define someone as a quote-unquote Republican or quote-unquote Democrat are whether or not they are strongly pro-life or strongly pro-choice or whether or not they are strongly in favor of spending taxpayer money on things that taxpayer money shouldn't be spent on. And if you look at what Doug Burgum does or has done is he's the Kilbourne Group, doing things that a handful of people think are necessary and think are important but are not necessarily beneficial for the larger community. And
okay, so first of all, let's just take these. I think Doug's, in other words, if Doug Burgum were governor, I think his record as a business person would tell us that fiscally there's no doubt that he would be a rock solid, you know, sort of conservative as we view in the way of he's talked about, for instance, that his opening speech announcing this, having lived in a world in software where you compete against free and the need to do more with less. And, you know, that there was certainly a vision there on the fiscal side. Now, to the points you've raised, there's clarity necessary on the pro-life, pro-choice issue. It's he has not wanted to address that issue while acknowledging everybody wants to know about it. So we need some definite clarity to understand where we're at. I want clarity from all these candidates. I mean, Rick Becker voted against every piece of pro-life legislation, then says he's come around to being pro-life now. Well, I call me a little bit suspicious, right? And struggles on, you know, am I Christian? Am I atheist? I want some clarity there. I think Wayne Stengen, you know, we'll ask him about it today, but talked about a label from the church, and he didn't want to have a particular label on him. And clarity is necessary in all of them. But I would tell you it is certainly fair to have listened to Doug Burgum to this point and say, okay, where is he on this issue? You know, so you have a point there. Now, when you say Kilbourne Group, we should tell the audience that you're talking about a company that Doug is a part of and has led that does the development. They buy old dilapidated buildings and they fix them up. Okay, so how is that not a, in other words, if you take over a building that's worth a buck and it's not generating any revenue for the city and you ultimately get it to be a nice building and now generate a lot of tax dollars, how is that not conservative?
Because you're using taxpayer taxpayer-funded incentives.
Okay, so you're talking about the Renaissance Zone? You mean?
Not just the Renaissance Zone. But any time that someone buys a new house and they're given a tax incentive for, you know, 2 years, no taxes, well, that doesn't benefit me who I bought a building that has existed for 40 years and I get to pay full taxes for 2 years that they get to pay no taxes.
But you're saying, Doug Burgum, because he uses a program that exists that is there for everybody, is now somehow not conservative because he uses it? Does that mean you're not conservative if you buy a home and get the tax breaks? I mean, I think your argument is against we don't want incentives. Get rid of all of them. And that's a decent argument, this idea of, you know, okay, this program exists to incentivize this and everything else. But then you'd want to sort of unilaterally disarm, wouldn't you?
Exactly. You're going down the right path with the let's get rid of all of them. I mean, I'm all in favor of let's ditch specials, let's bond everything, and a whole slew of other things. But that's one of the things is he, not just him, there are other people too, but he unfortunately is being spotlighted right now because he's running for the highest office in the state. And
because of that, he'll need to address this and talk about it. But I don't think, I mean, the Renaissance Zone's a Republican program. I mean, it's implemented by the legislature, the Republican legislature. And by the way, I would argue it's a good program. Are there tax breaks? Yeah, absolutely. But if you take a look at, okay, how many total dollars were given up as a result of that program, but what did they then generate? They incentivized all kinds of development in communities all across North Dakota that makes sense. But I don't think you can say, that all belongs on the shoulders of one particular individual. I think all of these questions are fair questions. They ought to be asked of all of the candidates. So another emailer here says, is Doug fiscally sound? He taps public money for his projects all the time. Taking money from some and giving to others is very much a trait of a Democrat. Again, I think a fair point from that perspective, but who else has done that? Right. In other words, if you're criticizing Doug Burgum for taking advantage of a program that exists, and many people do, and you can provide a benefit there, I don't think you single them out as saying somehow they did it poorly. I think you argue over the larger issue whether the program should be there at all, in my mind. But I think these are questions that are certainly fair game and are going to come up in the campaign. Michelle, Burke County, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'd like to see a government that has some interest in leveling out these economic highs and lows. They're too sharp, they're too fast, and I think that one way to get a handle on that would be to simply right across the board raise minimum wage, and this might sound radical and we could give a couple bucks, but how about $18 an hour for minimum wage? Just let that sink in for a second. And
what would it accomplish, Michelle, other than killing a lot of jobs?
Well, the first thing we could do is to offer some effective and workable assistance to employers through the Small Business Development Center. Get the agency geared up so it's there, it knows what's coming, and they have solutions.
Well, wait a minute,
though. Because there are solutions.
Yeah. I don't know if I totally follow you. You're saying the Small Business Development Center would give, would have a program that would help it to be more affordable for people to have a minimum wage of $18?
Yes.
So we're going to have a government program to offset a government mandate of a higher minimum wage. Why not let the free market do this, Michelle?
Not if it's practical advice for employers.
An $18 minimum wage would be a disaster by any rational economic analysis, unfortunately.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Welcome back to the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Questions pouring in during the break, wondering if our listener from Burke County was serious or not about that suggestion. I guess intel was that she was serious, but said, get ready for $5 hamburgers at McDonald's. And that's where the basic economic sense. That number one, if you are mandated to charge so much per pay so much per hour, then you're going to have less employees. So that'll mean people lose jobs. And I'm amazed. There's been a lot of studies done on this. A lot of studies. And when you do it, every time, even incrementally like they've done, you cost, the minimum wage is basically a training wage. You pay what you have to pay to get people. But it costs jobs in the sectors of folks the Democrats make a living claiming to want to help most. You got to take care of the poor. You got to take care of minorities. Well, you're hammering them when you raise the minimum wage. It's absolutely amazing. Anyway, appreciate the call. All opinions always welcome here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And it's as simple as phone call, 800-228-0550. You hear me talk about HeatAlls, right, and how HeatAlls has it, and they do. And it's, I know, natural to think that part I need. And every time I go in, they know exactly what I need, and they've got it, and it's wonderful. I love it. But HeatAlls has great people, too. They have the best people in the auto parts industry. Dick HeatAlls tells me all the time, it's our secret weapon. And I can prove it, by the way, because the ASE certification program, this is Automotive Service Excellence, originally designed for hands-on technicians as a standard of quality for the automotive service industry, has been reformed a few years ago. And HeatAlls instituted a program now that rewards their employees for demonstrating that a level of professional competence, with the idea that parts professionals have the same knowledge as service professionals and they can better serve their customers. So ASE has now added a test just for auto parts professionals. And over the years, dozens of folks at HeatAlls have passed that test in every area of expertise offered by ASE. Folks like Al Bosch and Al Nagel, Bob Holzer and Bruce Hoffer, Dale Helfrich and Dwight Guffmiller, Gary Markle, Gene Rudnick, Hillary Wall, Jim McDonald, John Hansen, Kevin Falcon, Kevin Lawson, Mike Bender, Mike Kurtz, Randy Holler, Ron Eisenbeis, Travis Ketterling, Wayne Scarry, too. I tell you, that's fantastic. HeatAlls has it. The secret weapon when you walk through that door to know you're going to get great service. Gene in Valley City's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, Scott. Well, we're bid $18. Now $19. I need $19. Yep, and now $20. Bidding out $20. I had to bid out $20. Now $20. Oh, sorry, Scott. I got caught up in that minimum wage thing.
Yeah, it's called a Democratic giveaway. You hope if you keep making it higher, you'll get more voters. Get them on the doles. Get them dependent on you being able to go raise the minimum wage because you're fighting. That's what it is.
Scott, I thought your question about who's winning in the Republican infighting.
Yeah.
Okay, who would be winning? Who'd be winning in this cannibalism that's going on?
What do you mean, who would be? If what?
Well, how about the Democrats? Maybe they'd be winning here.
I'm not sure I follow you. You're saying the infighting is a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm saying that we're cannibalizing each other, and who's going to pick up the pieces?
Well, that's why I don't like it when it's this idiotic circular firing squad. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. So who started this stuff?
Well, I mean, you could argue Donald Trump started it this cycle because he has been just ruthless. I mean, on everyone. But, I mean, he didn't invent the infighting that happens in the Republican Party or, you know.
No, he didn't invite infighting. I guess John Adams and Jefferson didn't get along too well either, but.
Yeah, well, there were duels in the old days, right? So, yeah, I hear you.
Maybe we ought to start calling Trump a saboteur.
Interesting. So you honestly think that the reason he's in here sort of disrupting things is to make it easier for a Democrat to win?
I'm just saying, can you imagine this guy, this Trump in the White House? We better think about that for a while.
You know,
okay, Scott.
There's something there. There's something there.
Although, a whole lot there.
I have to tell you, if let's just say for a minute, that's the scenario. Donald Trump is in this race to try and tarnish Republicans and make it easier for Hillary Clinton, whom he's donated to, and the foundation who he's donated to gets their candidate. I think, in a way, he's brought more attention to this race than would ever been there, number one. Number two, another way, he's made these guys better. Number three, look what happened in Iowa. Trump doesn't win. He comes down to second place, barely in second. Rubio now emerges because of his strong third place finish. And Ted Cruz is, at the top. And now you've got a battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. And I think that's a fine debate. I can sleep at night with either one of those two. As actually, to tell you the truth, unless your scenario is correct, that he's a saboteur, all three. So maybe no harm, no foul.
Well,
I don't know.
I agree that he's brought the Republicans out of the corners. But this guy in the White House would be, I don't know, scary, scary, scary. Thanks for your time, Scott.
Yeah, thanks for yours. Appreciate it. An off-air call, Todd. You want to roll 800-228-0550, our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Question I've been wanting your answer to is: what issues are most important to you in this governor's race? Emailer says the life issue. I want to know whether these candidates, in general, consider themselves pro-life or pro-choice. Is that too hard? If they want more specifics, would they sign the pain capable bill, the heartbeat bill, to historic pieces of legislation that were passed by the legislature? Nation-leading legislation, I might add. So, last Friday, gubernatorial candidate Doug Burgum said, what can a governor do on this issue anyway? I don't understand. There you go. When you sign nation-leading legislation, and ultimately it goes to the courts to test Roe versus Wade, That is as it should be. All right, so we'll do that. We will add those questions into the mix. Appreciate the call. Stephen Minot on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Oh, yeah, I got a comment on the $18 an hour minimum wage. The only entity that makes out on that is the government because they can collect more taxes. because once the minimum wage goes up, everybody else's wages go up to compensate for it. So the top guys that right now are probably making $30 and $40 an hour are going to be making $60 to $80 an hour, and everybody's got to pay for it. So your income tax goes up, sales tax goes up, and everything goes up, and the only ones that get rich off it is the government.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to say that, you know, that really there's no economic argument for what that caller from Burke County was suggesting, because she's saying raise the minimum wage to 18 and then have a program to help employers do it. Well, who pays for that, Steve?
Yeah, we do. The taxpayers do.
Yeah, and as you say, if an employer's costs go up, the costs to us are going to go up. So then you're hurting folks you want to help. You know?
So everybody that's retired and on a fixed income aren't going to be able to live here no more. They'll have to move to a different country.
Just basic common sense, but I don't, you know, that's the sad thing. And I honestly, it's missing right now, completely missing in certainly the presidential race.
Right.
In many
that's
races around the country.
If they want to really help the people, they should lower the minimum wage and then everything will come down.
I believe we are in the position we are in with $19 trillion in debt. And a country that is in fiscal distress, because we have right now a president elected by folks who want things, right? I mean, the majority of the people that voted for Obama did so because they, you know, government needs to do this and do that and do that. They wanted things, okay? One simple way to say this, takers, I want that, I need that, versus makers. You know, sort of just get out of my way, make regulation reasonable, let me know the rules of the road, and I'm going to go out here and build a business and hire people and generate dollars in the economy. Takers and makers, right? And
right.
I here's what bugs me about Republicans. I don't think they do a good enough job talking to the takers to say, it's no way to live. Look what you can do. We end up on defense, you know what I mean? Acting as though success is a bad thing the whole
basically,
time.
Basically, the takers are slaves to the government.
They are.
Because whatever the government tells them they have to do to get their money, they got to do it. Otherwise, they don't get any.
Exactly right.
And Steve, Romney was saying like 47% of the people that were voting last time around were on welfare, so he wasn't going to get any of them guys.
Yeah, the famous 47% comment. Yeah.
And what
I didn't like about Romney is he went around worried about his wealth, trying to act like he wasn't, you know, a wealthy guy, and somehow, you know, explaining it away or apologizing for it. Give me a break.
He's proud of it. He earned it.
Exactly. And that's what I love about Donald Trump. He's not afraid of the fact that he was successful. And,
right.
But what he doesn't do is to say, that's a miserable existence. You know, he's sort of like, hey, New York, you got to play the game. You know, you're in business. You give money to all of them. You know, no, use your success to show there is a much better way that anybody can accomplish. And we don't do it well as conservatives. We really don't.
No, I got one more comment when you made a comment yesterday about electability.
Yeah.
Back when Reagan was running for president, he had never been elected either because the media and the Republican establishment never thought he'd make it.
True.
So he wouldn't have been electable either.
Yeah, they used that argument against him.
I think Cruz, even though he's kind of a little bit brash once in a while, I like him because he's got some good morals and good principles, and he's very conservative.
I agree with that.
Ashamed of it either.
I agree with all that. I'm just saying, if I line up Rubio versus Cruz over here, in my mind, and by the way, the difference between now and the time that Ronald Reagan ran is there's 24/7 news and umpteen cable channels and tweets and Twitter and Facebook, and I mean, there is no, you know, it's just nonstop. So they find things and they establish a narrative about you before you have any that you're sound asleep and you're a completely different person. And so and they will do that to Cruz in a way they can't to Rubio. That's all I'm saying. And not that they're going to like Rubio, but it's just a little harder to do that. Now, Trump, on the electability front, I think only because he brings out people that are not involved in the political process, may be plenty electable, honestly. But I don't know that we know what we're going to have if he is electable. Yes. That's what worries me. Steve, I appreciate your call. Thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is with us to tell us about every day made better with Hot Spring Spas, how and why.
Well, the difference, Scott, is water. What's the difference between our planet and all the other planets? Water. 70% of the Earth is water. 60% of our bodies, water. 80% of our blood, water. 90% of our lungs, water. Our first 9 months of life, water. The fact of the matter is, everything about us is based on water. So it should be no surprise when I say you recover wet, you live dry. You recover 25 times faster in water by three things, basically. One, it frees you from gravity. Unless you work for NASA, this is the only place you get to escape gravity. And what that does for you, it relieves pressure on the joints and the muscles. It physically relieves tension throughout the body, which gets rid of stress. You have hydrostatic pressure, which increases circulation. Matter of fact, there's 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body, 1 trillion cells, and without good circulation, they starve. That means bad stuff in, good stuff kept out. That's where 90% of all illness begins. So the fact that you're sitting in hot water improves that circulation 121%, which your body recovers 25 times faster.
Folks, it's all about better health, and winter is a beautiful time. It is a great time to try it. You're going to love it. Nothing like it. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at FargoHotSprings.com, or stop and see them on South Washington Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, or next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's all you hear about is Lady Gaga and the, you know, forget there's a football game for crying out loud.
Well,
right?
You might become a big fan afterward. You never know.
I will tell you this. I'm a big fan of the Super Bowl commercials. My favorite was a Dodge commercial a few years ago. Why God Made a Farmer. Remember that one?
I do remember that
one. The best. We played If I Were a Devil before, didn't we? Paul Harvey, those two are my two favorites. We don't have time today, but I
will get
to
that. So that one is so clever. Holy cow.
It is. Hair stands up on the back of your neck. It's pretty incredible. Brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Did you hear what I said? The Coalition, that's you and I, if we care about affordable electricity, we care about reliable electricity, we'd be in the Coalition. You know, we'd be in this together. And for what? Secure energy future. Seriously. The EPA gets its way, and there will be no secure energy future. It has real impacts on the reliability on the grid and also on the affordability. If you care nothing other than about your bottom line, how much is this going to cost me? Your home and your business. How much more do you have to charge your customers? What will it make for you competitively? All these things are impacts you ought to think about and engage on this issue. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. We are getting a ton of questions in for our Talk Radio Town Hall, and Wayne Stenjum coming up next hour. The birthday boy. Couple of call up. Play one of those calls that came in during the break, Todd, if you would. Or I can read
text. Yesterday, I called your show during your trooper talk segment and asked for a question to be taken care of. Due to time constraints, the show ended before my question was asked, or answered, should I say. Anyway, I was pleasantly surprised in the afternoon to get a call from the trooper personally. He called me on his time to answer my question, so I didn't have to wait till next month's show. Now, in this day and age when we're so quick to criticize law enforcement, we should also be quick to praise them for going over and above. And I think that's just what the trooper did yesterday. So hats off to the North Dakota State Troopers.
Thanks for that call. That's awesome. We love them, and we're glad they're here. And they do go above and beyond, and way to go in reminding us all they need to be thanked all year long, for sure. Texter says, hi, Todd and Scott. I was not thrilled about Becker or Burgum's stands on faith. We are a faith-based state. We are a faith-based state and citizens. I would rather both say how they stand on faith, says Dan and Dickinson. All right? I agree with you. You need to know. It's a question North Dakotans are going to ask. Be prepared for it and answer it well. Thank you, Dan. Adam and Williston, what's on your mind? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hello?
Hi, Adam. You're up.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for this minimum wage question to be brought up. Everybody's talking about wanting to raise the minimum wage up to, and like you said a while ago, we'll be paying $5 hamburgers and stuff. But what I'm curious about is that lady that called in, she seems to be pretty adamant about it, and she really thinks that's a great idea. But that's what I'm worried about. There's 37 million people making minimum wage right now, and there's 90-something million people unemployed. I'm just kind of afraid that that's going to be the main reason they vote for a Democrat.
Yeah, and while they're doing it, then they can support the $10 tax on a barrel of oil that Barack Obama came up with yesterday. Just keep proposing things that would tank the economy. It's unbelievable.
But they don't even care about that. They want to know what's going to go in their pocket, and the heck with everything else. And I really think that we should be concerned, at least, that may even be enough to tip the scales for Republicans to not even win.
Yeah, no, it's an issue we need to pay attention to. And you know what? This comes down to the grassroots, neighbor talking to neighbor, engaging in issues and paying attention. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. I'm serious, by the way, on this story. Did you not see this? The Obama oil tax plan, seeking a $10 per barrel tax in a budget proposal. Well, that's great timing, isn't it? Congressman Cramer said, to be honest, when I first saw it, I thought someone was mistaken. Clearly, it's real. We all know it's dead on arrival. This thing has zero chance of being taken even remotely seriously. But how about the fact they proposed it? You know? Senator Heitkamp said the same thing. Way to kick somebody when they're down. This is never going to happen. This is some kind of crazy. Senator Heitkamp, this is some kind of crazy from someone you have supported along with Senator Dorgan and Conrad every step of the way. That's just plain wrong. You get a real insight to where someone is at. That kind of thinking. One more quick one off the air. Todd, go ahead and roll that.
Hi. Yeah, your last comment's absolutely right. I've been a small business person for about 45 years. $18 would be an absolute disaster. But here's my thought on this, okay?
you start doing government mandates, you're basically having the government run them. Now, haven't they tried running Amtrak and the Postal Service? And did that experiment work or did it not work for those of you that are not using your rational senses? Just curious. Thanks.
Paul in Minot says, number one issue for the governor's race, the right to life. It's a big one. Actually, one-handedly today in that discussion. A few more on Facebook. More coming up on What's On Your Mind with our Talk Radio Town Hall. Wayne Stetcher.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.